And now it's time for our staff song pick of the week. Jazz Fest in New Orleans isn't just about jazz. It's about music from many different genres and places. One of the gems at this year's Jazz Fest was the Congo Square stage. This is where News & Notes drive engineer Shireen Strausberg got to hear her pick of the week, Maimouna, by West African musician Bas Sissoko. Again, that was Maimouna by Bas Sissoko, and it's our staff song pick of the week. News & Notes drive engineer Shireen Strausberg joins me now to tell us why. Shireen, welcome to the other side of the soundboard.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's really cool. So tell me about your trip down to New Orleans.
It was amazing. It was my second trip to New Orleans, first time Jazz Fest. I went there with my boyfriend. He'd been before, but my first Jazz Fest, and definitely not my last after this experience.
Who is Bas Sissoko?
He's a West African Guinean musician, and it's him and three other musicians. They're just really great in terms of really using a very ethnic sound, but combining it with Western instruments and a Western sound.
So what do you like so much? Specifically, you mentioned the West meets the West. The West of the world meets the West of Africa. How does that play out?
Yeah, they have this native instrument they use. It's called the kora, K-O-R-A. And it's just a phenomenal instrument. I was just enraptured watching him play this instrument. They actually have two of them on stage when I saw them perform. And one of them, they hook up with electronic pickups. And then the other one, they play acoustically. And it's just an amazing instrument. There's plucking, there's strumming, there's hitting. It looks like a big, gigantic drum that they wear on their bodies, and they have strings. And they were having a video of Bas Sissoko playing this, and you get to see him moving his hands on each of the strings, which was amazing to watch.
So one of his albums is actually called Electric Griotland, which references the Electric Ladyland studios that Jimi Hendrix recorded in.
Yeah, actually, he has been called in many various websites and magazines the sort of Jimi Hendrix of Africa. And, I mean, I think it's great. Jimi Hendrix is an amazing musician, but Bas Sissoko is really wonderful and is in his own class, separate even from Jimi Hendrix.
So you are a musician yourself. Do you play any world instruments?
I don't necessarily play any. I mean, I'm a pianist, flutist, composer, but I mean, I can play some of the foreign instruments. I've actually got a didgeridoo at home, which I can make a little bit of noise on. It sounds okay, but I've traveled all over the world, and I've just collected instruments from everywhere, and I've had family bring stuff back to me. I've got drums from Cuba, Ireland, Papua New Guinea. I love hearing foreign sounds and different instruments. There's so much out there.
Well, Shireen, this was awesome. Thanks for coming into the studio side and telling us about your song, Maimouna, by Bas Sissoko from Jazz Fest.
My pleasure.
Shireen Strausberg is News & Notes Drive Engineer.